Everyone in this community has a story. The Petersburg Listening Project seeks to honor our common ground and our diversity by creating an archive of oral histories. We encourage people to inquire and listen to each other's life experiences by setting aside time for an interview, which will be recorded and saved for posterity at the public library. In this excerpt, Neva Christensen tells her daughter-in-law, Susan, of some of her first impressions of Petersburg, and later how her husband, Chris, tried to work with the loggers to protect local salmon streams.
So tell about some of the stories about you and Grandpa. I know he built the house that you live in now.
Yes.
And had to remove stumps and things?
Oh, yeah. That was a stump ranch. When I first came to town, got off the plane, came to town, I noticed that stump ranch. And coming from Walla Walla, who is so precise and so neat, so how come the city doesn't make those guys take all those stumps away? They wouldn't get away with that in Walla Walla. And don't you know, I married the guy and we built a house on it. We got rid of the stumps, we built a house, and he practically did it by himself. But this is interesting. There was no sand, no gravel pits. No anything. He had to get a tug, go over to Point Agassiz. He and his buddies, they loaded the gravel into wheelbarrows, put it on the tug, brought the tug back to Petersburg, and
oh
they could
gosh.
Not unload it that night. And he got hives on his feet worrying about that tug and the tide coming up and bringing it down and breaking it. So then his buddies helped him unload that, and they helped put the cement in, all of those guys. Even I got on the business end of a shovel and shoveled gravel into the old-fashioned cement mixer. But that's how we got our basement and got it started.
And what year did you guys start that house?
1959, 60, right in there. Well, it must have been 59 because we moved in 61. There's something really interesting about Chris, if I may tell it.
Please.
When he was in the fisheries and doing things, he'd be thinking. He'd say, don't talk to me, I'm thinking. And one of the things he did years ago when we were logging a lot, he got the loggers and he'd sit there and sing, oh, the loggers and the fishermen should be friends. He wanted the loggers, the fish and game, the Forest Service, and himself went up into the mountains where they were logging, took them to the creeks and said, you see why you can't drop logs into the creek are logs so close because it killed the fry that was in there. And he was the first one to do that.
Neva, I did not know that.
Yeah.
The Listening Project is waiting for your story. Contact the public library to learn more or call Julie Hersey at 772-3967. You can also access the entire interview and others at the Listening Project blog at listeningprojectpsg.wordpress.com.